Today we're going to learn Dav Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Megillah. Some of the more famous Gemaras in Shas in this Masechta come up on Dav Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Megillah. We left off three lines from the bottom of Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, right by the two dots, Umatanos Lavyonim. Tanir of Yosef, Umishloach Manos Ishlerei Ehu. We know that there is a mitzvah to send Mishloach Manos. What does that entail? Shtei Manos L'Ishachad. A person is supposed to send two pieces of food to one person, and that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah Mishloach Manos. You don't have to send to your 50 closest friends. You don't have to send two brachos. You just need to send two pieces of food, like two pieces of meat, two pieces of chicken. Any two pieces of food would be fine to a single person. Umatanos Levyonim, Shtei Matanos L'Shachad. And matanos levyonim means to give two matanos to two different people. So you should not to give two to the same person, but two to two different people. Rabbi Yudin Nasiya Shadulei Rabbi Oshia, Itma Di'igla Tilsa Bergarba Dechamra. Rabbi Yudin Nasiya sent Rabbi Oshia a delicious piece of meat. Igla Tilsa means a third-born calf, which is the best calf meat, and a jug of wine. So Shalach Lai, he sent back to him, Kiyamto Banu Rabbeinu, Mishalach Manos, Lishlereihu. Congratulations, you just got yourself the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos by sending me this delicious food package. Rabba Shadulei, then there's a question in the gear, so whether he was also the kind of the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonin. But we'll leave that part out now. Rabba Shadulei the Mari Barmar Biyad Abaye. Rabba sent to Mari Barmar using Abaye as his shliach. Abaye was the messenger to bring from Rabba to Mari Barmar Malot Haska de Kashva Umali Kosa Kamcha da Avshuna, a bag full of dates and a cup full of roasted wheat flour. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye said, Abaye was the shliach, he was the messenger. So he says, Hashtama Mari, Chalka, Malkala, Havi, Dukul, Mitzavare, Lonachis. So I don't know if Mari's going to be too happy with this. He's going to say, you know, when a peasant becomes a king, doesn't he upgrade his style, his standard of living a little bit? So why are you giving me this low-life food? I'm a very important person now. So he's probably not going to be so happy with this package. So Hadar Shadalei Ihu, Mole Taska de Zangavila, Umole Kasa de Popalta. He then sent him instead a bag full of ginger and a cup full of peppercorns, Pipalta Richa, long peppercorns. Amr Abaye, so Abaye again criticized the package. He's going to say, so Abaye said, Hashtam Ramar, now he's going to say, Anash Shadu Lechulia, Viyu Shadu Lechurfa. I sent something sweet, he's sending me back something spicy. That's not nice to send back something that's not as sweet as what I sent to him in the first place. So Abaye kept on criticizing the packages that were going back and forth between Mari Barmar and Rabba. Amr Abaye, Kinafki Mibay Mar. The main point number one, I guess, would be that to fulfill the mitzvah Mishloach Manos, it's best to send chashuva food to a chashuva person. Meaning, if you're sending it to someone of importance, of prominence, you should send him food that don't just send him jelly beans or Laffy Taffys or something. You're sending it to an important person. You should send him a good piece of food. Amar Abaye, ki nafki mi beimar have a savana ki matoy have a savana. He says, when I left Rabba's house, I was full. Kimatay lahasam, when I went to his house, I was full. When I left Rabba's house to deliver the package to Mari Barmar, I was already full. And yet, when I got to Mari Barmar's house, you know how it is, you go into a Jewish home, and the balabasta has cooked, she's got stuff coming out of the oven, she's cooked up a storm for you, but you're already full. No, but you have to eat, you're in my house, you have to eat. And guess what, says Abaye, when I got there, Krivali Shisin, Sayyid Shisin, Mine Kedera, they brought me 60 different plates of 60 types of foods. Va'achlibu Shisin Plugi, and I had 60 portions of them. Ubishula Basrais Avukari Le Tzlikedar, and the last thing they served me was called pot roast. Ubayla Mechat Sayyid Basra, and it was awesome. I even wanted to eat the plate after it was done. I had so much food. So I was so full when I got there, but there was plenty of room for 60 portions of delicious food. Amar Abaye, Haynu Damri Inchi, you know, that's what people say. Kafananya Velo Yada, a poor person will be hungry and you won't even realize it. You don't even realize how hungry you are until you start eating. Inami Rav Chalib Besima Shchiach, or like they say, there's always room for jello. That's an old advertisement, but what they say is that there's always room for good food. No matter how full you are, if there's something delicious enough, you'll make room for it. Abaye Baravin Rav Chanina Baravin Mikhlev Yisu Desai La'adadi. Abaye Baravin and Rav Chanina Baravin used to switch su'udos with each other. They would trade meals with each other. Amarava, so that was the way they would fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, by giving each other their meals. Amar Rava. Rava says a very famous line in this Masechta. That's an important concept. A person is supposed to become intoxicated on Purim till he gets to the point that he doesn't know the difference between cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. We could speak for hours about what that line really means. But anyway, that's the simplest level. It means that a person is supposed to drink a lot of wine on Purim. Rabbi and Rabbi Zera avdu sudas Purim ba'adei adadi. Rabbi and Rabbi Zera once had a sudas Purim together. Ivsum kam Rabbi shechted Rabbi Zera. They got drunk, they drank a lot of wine, and Rabbi got up and shechted Rabbi Zera. He slaughtered him, he killed him, he murdered him. L'machor ba'i, because he was drunk. L'machor ba'i rachme va'achye. The next day, when you're Rabbi and you make a mistake like this, you could correct it, because he was able to daven and bring him back to life. So he did tchias amei. Lashana, the next year, Amrle, Nesimar, Vinavat Sudas Purim, Bade Adadi. The next year he said, hey, why don't we get together again for Sudas Purim? Remember how much fun that was last year? Amrle, Lobakol Shaita Vashaita Mizrach Hashnisa. He's like, no thanks. It's not every year that a Nes happens. I don't want to take the risk again that you're going to slaughter me and maybe you won't be successful in bringing me back to life this time. Some of the Achronim say the reason we tell this story right after the line about how you're supposed to get intoxicated is to show that we don't really think you're supposed to get intoxicated, that you should not get so intoxicated on Purim, and that's why he says, you know, a miracle doesn't happen like this all the time. If a person eats Sudas Purim at night, he does not fulfill his obligation. My time, oh, why not? Yemei Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, days of Mishta V'Simcha, not nights. Ravashi Aviyasav Kamed Rav Kana, Nago V'Lo Asu Rabbanan. Ravashi was sitting in front of Rav Kana and got late and the rabbis didn't come. Amalei, my time V'Lo Asu Rabbanan. Dilma Tridi B'Sudas Purim, why didn't the rabbis come to the shir today? Are they all caught up in Sudas Purim? Amalei, V'Lo why didn't they show up on Purim morning to yeshiva? They should have. Couldn't they eat Sudas Purim the night before? What do they have to eat Sudas Purim now for? Amrle, so he said, Lo Shmiel Lein Mar Hadam Rava Sudas Purim She'achal B'Lei Lo Yisidei Chavaso. No, they can't eat it the night before. Don't you know what Rava said that you're not allowed to eat Sudas Purim at night? Sudas Purim you can only eat during the day. So Amrle in. So he said, Amrle Amr Rava Hachi. Rava really said this. Amrle in. Yeah, he really said that. You can't eat Sudas Purim at night. By the way, getting drunk also can't do that at night. It's only a thing about during the daytime. So Taniminei Arbat Zimnin, he learned it from him 40 times. V'damilei Kiman Demanach Bekisei. Once he reviewed that teaching 40 times, it was as if it was put into his back pocket. Main point number two over here is that a person is supposed to get intoxicated on Purim, whatever that means. Main point number three, Sudas Purim can only be fulfilled during the daytime, not during the nighttime. New Mishnah, first wide line. Ein b'yom tov l'shabbos halo ochel nefesh b'vad. Once we mentioned in the last Mishnah that there's no real differences, there's a limited number of differences between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So now we go through a series of Mishnayos where we compare two things that are similar to each other but have some minor differences. So the first thing is Ein b'yom tov l'shabbos. The only difference between the halachos of Yom Tov and the halachos of Shabbos is ochel nefesh. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to do malacha that helps feed you, like cooking, shechting an animal so you could have meat, those kinds of things. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do any of those things. Says the Gemara, Hale'inyan machshirei ochel nefesh zevzeh shavin. So it sounds like, yeah, in terms of actually doing malacha that will feed you, that will provide you with food, that's a difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. But preparatory work for eating sounds like is not enough. If it's a preparation for the preparation of eating, sounds like you're not even allowed to do that on Yontif. That's equal to Shabbos, where you're not allowed to do it even on Yontif. Says the Gemara, that's what our Mishnah sounds like it's saying, but Masnisan Delok Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah is therefore against Rabbi Yehuda. Detanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Ein ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos ala ochel nefesh, Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei ochel nefesh, that even though the Tanakhama says that ochel nefesh is the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, Rabbi Yehuda holds even machshirei ochel nefesh, by the way, important concept, machshirei ochel nefesh, even things that are preparations for food preparation, Rabbi Yehuda thinks you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. My time at the Tanakhama, what's the logic for the Tanakhama to think that you're not allowed to do machshirei ochel nefesh? Because Amar Kra, who? The Pasuk says, Hu levado yaseh lechem. You could do ochel nefesh and only ochel nefesh. Hu v'lo machshirav. Hu means not the machshirin, not the preparatory work. Rabbi Yehuda would say, lechem, lechem lekol tzarchechem. No, the word lechem in the pasuk tells us whatever your needs are, even the preparatory work. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the word lachem in the pasuk? He'll learn lachem v'lo lovdei kochavim. That you're allowed to cook on yantif for yourself, but not for non-Jews. Lachem v'lo leklavim. You're allowed to cook on yantif for yourself, but not for your pets. V'idach like dogs. V'idach nami yaksiv hu. What does the other Tana do with the word hu if he doesn't use it to teach that machshirim are usher to do? So ksiv hu, ksiv lachem. Kan b'machshirin shev shel asos me'er v'yamtov. The way he learns it is as follows. It depends what type of machshirei ochel nefesh we're talking about, what type of preparatory work we're talking about. If it's preparatory work that you could have just as easily done before Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. But if it's the kind of preparatory work that you could not have done before Yom Tov, then you are allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Main point number four, machlokas, whether machshirei ochel nefesh can be done on Yantiv. Again, preparatory work for food preparation can be done on Yantiv. Lachem either teaches me for all my needs, or it teaches me not to cook for a guy. Who teaches me, the word who teaches me either that machshirim are aser, or that machshirim I could have done before Yantiv are at least going to be aser. Okay, new Mishnah. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur in terms of the halachas, if you do malacha on Yom Kippur and you do malacha on Shabbos, is that on Shabbos you get punished in the Beis Din, Beis Din kills you. And Yom Kippur, if you do malacha, Beis Din doesn't kill you, Hashem kills you. Yichayev kares. So it sounds like holy inyan tashlumin zebezeh shavin. Sounds like, let's say you do malacha, let's say you burn someone's house down on Shabbos. So not only are you chayev misa for lighting a fire and for burning all that stuff, but you should also have to pay money for burning someone else's stuff. So the halacha is there's something called kam lei bidraba minei. That if a person is obligated in two separate chiyuvim simultaneously, he only gets the more severe of the two. So when you burn someone else's house down on Shabbos, you're chayv money and you're chayv misa, you're only going to get punished with the worse of the two, which is misa, so you're not going to have to pay money. What about if Bezin's not punishing you? What if it's Hashem that's punishing you? You burn someone's house down on Yom Kippur, so Bezin's not going to kill you. Hashem's going to kill you, Yechayev Kares, but Bezin's not going to kill you. Would Bezin then make you pay the money? So it sounds from our Mishnah that no, that just like on Shabbos you wouldn't have to pay the money, on Yom Kippur also you would not have to pay the money. So the Gemara says, money must nisin. Who could have said, who holds that way? Who wrote our Mishnah? Rabbi Nechunya ben Akanahi. That goes like the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Titania, because we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana haya uses Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana treats Yom Kippur just like Shabbos l'tashlumin with regard to making payments. Ma Shabbos meschayev nafsho patim natashlumin, just like on Shabbos, if you incur a monetary liability while being chayev misa for something, you're chayev in the misa, but you're pater from paying. Sa'af Yom Kippurim, so to on Yom Kippur, if you do melacha and at the same time incur monetary liability, mischayev benafsho patim natashlumin, you're chayev for your life, but you do not have to pay. Tanan Asam, we learned in the Mishnah, Kol Chayavi Kriso Shalaku, Niftru Midei Krisasan. Anyone who's Chayav Kares, that gets Malkus instead, is automatically Pater from their Kares. Shnemer of Nikla Chichol Einecha, Kibin Shalaka, Hareu Kachicha, Divrei Rebbe Chanan Ben Gamliel. The Pasuk says, V'nikla Chichol Einecha, which tells us that once a person gets Malkus, he's now a Chicha again, he's now like your brother again, meaning he's now clean, he's now, he doesn't have to worry about any Chiv Kares anymore. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan comments, Chalukin alav chavera val Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel's colleagues and friends disagree with him. Amr Rava, Amri be Rav Tanina, that we learned this, Ein ben Yom Kippurim l'Shabbos, el shezez dono b'dei Adam, v'zez dono b'ikaris. The only difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos is what punishment you get for doing malacha on these days on purpose. On Shabbos you get Misa in Beis Din, on Yom Kippur you get Karis. The im isa idi bidei adam hi. But if it's true that whenever you chayv kares, you could just get malchus, so isn't the punishment for violating Yom Kippur also something that's given in Beis Din? Because you can get malchus instead of the kares, and malchus is given by Beis Din. Some Rav Nachman Hamani Rabbi Yitzchaki, the Amr Malkus Bechayav Krisus Leka. Now our Mishnah assumes like Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds that we don't give Malkus to people who are Chayav Kares. The Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Chayav Krisus Bechlal Hayu, Velome Yatzis Kares Ba'achosob, Ladona Bechares, Velo Bemalkus. The Chayav Krisus are anyone that's Chayav Kares for doing any of the arayos, for sleeping with anyone they're not allowed to sleep with, is already included in the general statement that if you do any arayos, you chayev kares. So why does the Torah go out of its way to say that when a person sleeps with his sister, that he's chayev kares for it? If we already know for all the arayos, you chayev kares. So why does it have to say it separately by one sister that you chayev kares? So it's there to teach me that you get kares and not malkus. So you see that there is no malchus for people who are chayiv kares. So Ravashi Amar Afilu Temer Abanan Ze Ikers Dono Bidei Adam Ze Ikers Dono Bidei Kares. Ravashi says no. Our Mishnah might even assume like the Rabbanan that you can get malchus when you chayiv kares. That sometimes people who are chayiv kares get malchus instead. Why did the Mishnah say that people who violate Yom Kippur don't get punished and Beis Din down here if they can get malchus? They can get malchus, but that's not their real punishment. The real punishment is kares. That's what they're supposed to get. Malchus could be a substitute punishment. That's all the Mishnah meant to say. Maybe the Mishnah agrees you can get malchus, but that's only a substitute punishment. The real punishment is kares. So our Mishnah might even agree with the opinion that you can get malchus. Okay, main point number 5 already on this page. Whether someone who's chayav machlokas, whether someone who's chayiv kares is pater from having to pay. If machlokas or someone who's chayiv kares is pater from having to pay any money that he became obligated at the same time. Main point number 6. Machlokas, whether someone who's chayiv kares and gets malchus is free from his kares, becomes pater from his kares. So again, the lay of the land of this Amud that we learned today is first we learned all about Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim and getting drunk on Purim and the story of two people that got drunk and one killed the other, and we learned about how the Sudas Purim is only in the daytime, not at nighttime. Then we learned the Mishnah about the difference between the halachos of Shabbos and the halachos of Yom Tov, and that led us into a discussion of whether Machshirei Ochel Nefesh or Mutar on Yom Tov. And then we learned the Mishnah about the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and that led us into a discussion of whether someone who's Chayiv Kares and money at the same time is Chayiv to pay the money or not, as well as a discussion about whether people who are Chayiv Kares that get Malkus become Pater from their Kares. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph.